Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Here, Bert Show.
Let me give you this analogy on how my body feels this morning after 5 days on Bert's Big Adventure. At a certain age. You guys ever watch any kind of NASCAR race at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See when a car gets banged up, gets like shoved into the wall, right? Mm-hmm. But it can still limp its way into pit road.
Is okay. that one tire that's like boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Fenders hanging boom, boom. Off of it, right? And you wonder, how is that? How did the, is the engine even working? But it somehow, some way wobbles its way into pit road, right? Where it dies right there. It's like, oh, that was it. That's how I feel today. I am wobbling my way into pit road. How are you guys feeling?
The same way.
Yeah, my check engine light is definitely on, for sure.
I mean, I'm definitely tired, but I'm better than I have been in other years.
Good.
And I think it's because my kiddos either wanted to be in a stroller or they wanted to walk. They were very independent.
Yeah.
So I didn't do a lot of carrying of kids this year.
Okay.
So that I, normally it's when I carry kids for long periods of time.
Sure.
It's my arms.
Yeah.
I don't think I have arches in my feet anymore, but other than that, doing all right.
Here's something weird that happens as you get older on this trip. It takes its toll more on your body.
Yeah.
This was the year that defined it for me. Abby was just telling me she walked 30,000 steps in the park one day.
I got my steps in for sure. Now, granted, that was due to other circumstances, but I was moving. I was grooving. I had my doctor's Shoals insoles in. I was ready to walk.
All right. With every trip does come bloopers. Let's call them bloopers that we don't talk about during the Thursday show or yesterday show because we're focusing on the family. But I got a couple for you today.
Oh, you got a good one.
Yeah, I got a really great one. And had it not been for Mo, I still wouldn't have known I did it.
I couldn't believe this moment that you are. I just couldn't believe it.
So we're at the dueling pianos part of Bert's Big Adventure where we're all in the park. And this year we tried something new. We went to a new place where the kids and their family would have dinner and they had two dudes doing dueling pianos on the stage, right?
Yeah, we were right there on the boardwalk. So it was perfect that, you know, our hotel, we could just walk over on the boardwalk and enjoy dueling pianos and eat dinner. And then that's when Jasmine and Jeannie came to visit us and the kids got to take photos.
So I'm making my rounds with all the kids and all the families, you know, asking them the same questions. Hey, did you have fun today? What'd you do in the park? Blah, boo, blah, bee. I see Mo, I think, hanging out with a couple of different staff members and a family also at one table. So I make a beeline over there to just check in with him also. And you want to take it from here?
Sure. So, unfortunately, one of the BBA kids had a bit of an accident, and he threw up after he was trying to eat his dinner. And so, I mean, it was a lot. And I'm saying that because of what is about to happen with Bert not missing it. But I need y'all to understand, it's like, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a huge pile, and there are chairs. There are like three chairs that were purposely put around it so that people would know to try to avoid this area.
And what did they shake on top of it?
So I don't know what it was. It was like maybe like people were saying it might have been cat litter, but it was something like that.
It was like a white substance, some kind of white substance that
had a sand texture to it.
Sawdust. Yeah.
I don't know if it was sawdust.
It might have been very, very, very fine sawdust.
It literally had no smell to it whatsoever, but it absolutely eliminated the smell of the, you know.
It definitely absorbed the smell, and so they put that down until they could go get whatever they needed to actually work on getting it up. So when Bert comes over to talk to me, he's standing right next to me talking to me, and it's literally right behind him. But I don't think anything of it because I think he must have seen it when he walked over to me. And it was in that moment, he stops talking to me. He turns around. He didn't go around it to the left. He didn't jump over it. He just walked right through it.
I never even saw it.
I think his shoelaces was untied.
He's
just dragging his heels through it. And I'm sitting there like, no way this is happening.
I think maybe I was like, oh, look, it looks like sand. I'll take my shoes off and just put my feet in it.
I call him to say, I Bert, like, why'd you do that? And then he was about to walk back through it to come back to me to see what I was saying. Never. And then that's when I think you realized, didn't even see it.
Never even saw it, right?
Oh my God.
Then there was another episode. It was outside of the trip, and it was on Sunday night, actually. And I'm already starting to feel a little bit insecure by last year, one of the kids. I used to be referred to as Uncle Bert, and last year, for the first time, I was referred to as Grandpa Bert.
Yep.
Okay. And that's not the guy I see in the mirror, right? So I'm like, oh, well, it's just a kid. So I'm going to get some pizza Sunday night for Amanda. And as I'm getting my pizza, the woman there sees my fingers that have some fingernail polish on it, blue fingernail polish on it, right? And she goes, oh, what's the story behind the fingernail polish? And I'm half tired. I got to get the pizza back to Amanda also. So I'm like, it's kind of a long story. And she goes, granddaughter, right?
I just wanted some pizza.
Damn it. I went back to the room and I looked myself in the mirror. And I'm like, I am not seeing what everybody else is seeing, you know?
Now, you know how Bart felt those two times that Meg referred to him as grandpa with his own son.
Yes, maybe time for a facial. I don't know. How about you?
Oh, so what are the blooper, the funny moments? So Disney is known as the happiest place on earth, right? But it's funny because in the happiest place on earth, you see a lot of crying kids, especially around that like 1 o'clock witching hour where everybody's skipping a nap. So they're extra cranky. So I was hanging out with Jolene and Sky, and they were there with their mom and their grandparents. So Peppa and I started a game, and we were keeping tally on how many crying kids we saw. So it became a running joke. Anytime he and I saw a crying kid, we got so excited. We're like, 6! And then we saw another one. We're like, 7! And then, we racked up quite a time. And then what was so funny, I wasn't with them on the next day. I was with Bobby's family, but he and I saw each other at the end of the day, and I was like, how many did you get?
it's the Disney version of like when you're in a car and you say, I'm going to see a blue car. Then you start counting blue cars,
right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What you got, Mo?
Bloopers? I think the only blooper I really experienced was you walking through the vomit.
Yeah. I mean, that's good for 1 year, man.
That was about all I could think of in the blooper reel.
Bragging rights there. How about you, Abby?
Well, I didn't tell y'all about the time that the Disney staff thought I was getting human trafficked on the trip.
What?
So on our final night, once we were done hanging out with the families after our 2 days in the park, the staff wanted to go let off some steam, go listen to some live music down on the boardwalk at a place called Jelly Rolls. So it's probably like 11:30 midnight, and we're all hilariously dressed. I'm wearing a cat t-shirt, biker shorts, my BBA socks, and like Mickey ears. And I am ready to go. Like I'm ready to go. So I go downstairs and I'm with two of our grown adult male staffers. I'm with a photographer named Zach, who's, you know, maybe in his 40s. And then I'm with Dr. Tom, who's a doctor in his 50s or 60s or whatever. Big dudes.
He's going to love that. 50s or 60s
whatever.
Or 80 or whatever.
I know his girlfriend thinks he's 40, but whatever. So anyway, I have half a brain today. I'm in full lobotomy mode. I'm allowed to make the joke.
Yeah, you guys are going to get a loopy show today. Yeah.
This is the Punch Drunk Bert show.
Yeah,
I got an eye infection. I got a sore throat. We're ready to go. Anyway, so I take the elevator downstairs with these two grown adult staffers, and we're standing in the bar area. It's like this small, dark bar, tucked away in a corner. And there are these two hotel staffers that they look real serious. Like they both have earpieces in their ear. They've got suits on. There's a woman who's probably about my age and then a man in his late 30s, early 40s. And I'm standing with Zach and Dr. Tom and I immediately think, oh shoot, Sarah, the other photographer, has my jacket upstairs. So immediately I'm downstairs with them for like 4 seconds and I immediately turn back around and go back to the elevator lobby. And I'm sitting there on my phone and I see the two staffers follow me. And I'm like texting somebody or whatever, and I press the elevator button, and the woman comes up to me and she goes, "Are you okay?" And I look at her, I'm like, "Do I not look okay?" And then I look in the mirror and I see myself wearing the cat t-shirt and my BBA socks. I look deranged. And I'm like, "Is she calling me ugly right now?" And I was like, "I'm not drunk." And she goes, "Okay." And then I get in the elevator, get my jacket, and move on with life.
Just the judgments.
The judgments.
The judgments. Anything with the kids or anything?
Yeah. Well, I also had a moment where I'm pretty sure one of the families thought I was abducting their kid. The first day I was with Rainey's family. And so they have this big squad of boys and then Rainey. And
so
I was hanging out with their son Slate because I kept getting rejected by the kids and Slate would talk to me. So I was like, me and Slate are going to be buddies.
We're going to talk about that later. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a whole separate segment.
Yeah, sure.
It was a rough year for having
I've hit rock bottom this week if you can't tell. So I'm hanging out with the family and they're in line for the teacups. I have been to Disney 1,000 times. I have no interest in the teacups, but the family had been talking about getting breath mints all morning. Like the parents are so good. They know exactly what their kids need to stay distracted. And so they were like talking about getting breath mints. I'm like, okay, if y'all need breath mints, I'll go like hunt them down. So I take off and I'm like searching literally every gift shop for just some breath mints. Thank God I finally found some like 30 minutes in. But all of a sudden I get a call from Libby, who I was paired with. She's a BBA staffer. She's like, "Are you with Slate? Like, do you know where Slate is?" I'm like, "Nah, man, I've been searching for breath mints for the past 25 minutes, but like, good luck. We were like the first family to lose a kid. It's not the award you want to get." And so I'm walking back and I'm thrilled. I found these breath mints. I'm like, this family's going to love me. They're going to think I'm so cool, so tuned to what they need. I found these breath mints after searching for 40 minutes. And all of a sudden, I see the security staffer walk up to me. And I go, that's bizarre. Why are they bringing this child to me? Because I've got astigmatism, so I can't see who it is. And then all of a sudden, Slate's there. And he's like, "Hey." And I'm like, "Hey, what are you doing?" I was like, "I'm glad I found you." So I start walking back and I run into the dad on the way back and he's bright red vein popping out of his forehead. He's like, "Where did you guys go?" And I'm like, "I didn't go anywhere. Oh my gosh, I didn't take your kid." And I explained the whole situation, but there was a moment where I was like, they definitely thought I like took this kid off somewhere.
I did have one moment I just remembered. This wasn't with the kid. It was with one of the helpers though. Right after the trip, we're sitting in the airport. I'm feeling really good about the trip and all that has taken place, and I'm sitting in the airport with Tommy, and one of the guys walks over and goes, "Oh, hey, Tommy and AB."
Oh, AB, who wasn't even on the trip this year.
For context, AB is the only other black person that ends up, you know. I was like, well, that wraps up the trip for me.
Here, Bird Show.